Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I've seen this raw strength only once before. It didn't scare me enough then. It does now.
Let the past die. Kill it. If you have to. That's the only way to become what you were meant to be.
It's Mark Hamill's almost unrecognizable, gritty old voice. Wow, the new Star Wars trailer has dropped. Star Wars The Last Jedi. What does Steele Saunders think of this? He's the host of the Steele Wars podcast. He's about as tragic a Star Wars tragic as you can get, so he's in really good company tonight. Hi, Steele.
Much like Ray, I need someone to show me my place in all of this.
Surely you know it intimately.
Well, the great thing about these trailers that they bring out, and, you know, we podcast about this sort of stuff incessantly on the Steele Wars podcast, is just beforehand, I was saying to the audience, like, in 20 minutes, Star Wars will totally change. And it's kind of this really fun thing that many people have been following for 40 years, and then they just drop this 2.5 minutes of dynamite into the fandom, and then we all sort of scramble to work out what this all means for our heroes and villains and for ourselves.
And because if you watch the footage, do you think, oh, heavens, massive spoiler alert, or do you think red herrings, I just don't know if that's actually going to happen?
Oh, very astute. There is many misdirections in this trailer, I believe. And it's a matter of trying to work out which ones are which. I think at the start where you've got the evil Snoke speaking to someone with great power, I'm pretty sure that's going to work out to be Rey, whereas it's sort of presented that he's talking to Kylo Ren, played by Adam Driver, who, when you hear his voice in the film, I think he's going to put forward such a strong performance. I know a lot of people would know him from Girls. It's hilarious, the hornet's nest that these trailers make the internet into with all these snippets and trying to work out where they fit into the film, what's edited to confuse us, what's edited to be so deliberate that we think it's not going to be deliberate, but then it is deliberate. So it's like a double misdirection.
And I imagine there's so much speculation and double guessing and triple guessing going on online. How has the fandom reacted that you've seen, Steele?
Pretty excited and pretty confused as well. You know, of course, we've got the real life tragedy of Carrie Fisher being lost and how the films will deal with that. The film was written and filmed primarily, the primary filming, before her tragic passing in December. And, you know, a lot of fans are trying to work out how her story will finish up and are really hoping that, you know, for someone that we've followed for 40 years, that her finale will befit both the character and just what a legendary person that Carrie Fisher was and how much she gave back to, like, the Star Wars fan community with her openness about, like, her issues and stuff. So it's that extra layer of kind of real life into it as well.
I mean, as you said, it's been going on for 40 years. With a franchise that long, people get so attached because they've grown up with these characters and these actors. How full on is it if you can sense the impending doom of one of your favourites?
Well, I know you're talking about deaths before, your favourite book deaths. I'm not sure if I can vouch for the novelisation of The Force Awakens,
no,
the book. but there was the impending, you know, doom of Han Solo in The Force Awakens. With, you know, he was out with his evil son on a gangway that didn't have handrails, and one of them's got a very violent laser sword. You know, we knew the scene wasn't going to go that well. But so the thing with Carrie, it's very confusing. But then to add to the, you know, the confusion in the universe, you've got the edit at the end of the trailer where, you know, Rey does say, I need someone to show me my place in this. And then it cuts to Kylo Ren, the evil grandson of Darth Vader, reaching out his hand. And I can tell you that was something that Star Wars fans did not expect. You know,
that's like, really interesting, because I feel like the speculation about the next one starts halfway through the marketing campaign of the previous one in the latest series of Star Wars films. Can there really be any surprises that have not already been flagged?
Lucasfilm, the company that makes the Star Wars films, that is now owned by Disney. Everyone knows that George Lucas, the creator of the films and the director of four of the original six, he sold them to Disney a few years back. They've been very good with protecting the final third of the film. You know, you have to put out these images and scenes and stuff to sell tickets to the general populace. Of course, us, as you say, Star Wars tragics are buying tickets regardless. But you've got to put out that footage. But they are really good and really secretive in protecting those key things that matter at the end of the film. And I am someone I'm very involved in studying the news that comes out and leaks and stuff like that. And I've got no idea what happens at the end, which is really fun. Like, I love what happened. I love knowing what sort of, like, what we might see in the first half of the film. And then I just want to enjoy the ride. And but then there's other fans that are switching off, which I don't even understand how they can switch off from pop culture for that 2 months. Like, they might be like, that's it. I'm off Twitter. I'm off Facebook. I'm off YouTube. I'm just going to kick back tonight and listen to ABC radio, and bang, it's back in their face. You cannot miss a pop culture phenomenon like this.
That but was my actual intention, is to catch the last few that had not already.
You're going to get some angry letters to the Green Guide about this one.
And that's an interesting point too, because you also host the I Love Green Guide Letters podcast. We're chatting with Steele Saunders, who hosts the Steel Wars podcast. And you're in LA at the moment, Steele, and joining us via Skype. Can you tell us about the buzz that's happening there, or is it just passing everyone by in the latest, I don't know, can I be in movies thing?
I have no idea, because I've just been in my apartment doing shows and talking to people in the media about the clip. So I have no idea what's happening on the streets of LA right now, but I do know as it you know, cranks into towards December, things will really pump up. I guess here in LA, it's what are you doing for me in the last week as far as the media goes? It's all Thor at the moment. The LA's covered in that.
Well, but there are worse things.
Yeah, exactly. I definitely live just down the street from the Sunset Strip. So whenever I drive up there, I've got the billboards tell me exactly what's happening on every streaming platform possible.
Take that, social media. I've got billboards. Steele Saunders, thanks so much for joining us. And may you remain pure and unsullied as far as humanly possible until the actual film.
I hope not. You can sully me a little bit. And if there's fans in Melbourne that want to attend a really fun fan event, we're doing a midnight screening out at Knox and a comedy reaction directly after it. And there's tickets for that at steelwars.com and tons of free podcasts dissecting this and talking to Star Wars fans around the world.
Steelwars.com. And it's Steel with an E. And everything you could possibly wish to speculate on about Star Wars is there. Steele Saunders joining us live from LA via Skype. It's like the modern world just collided in about five different ways in your ears. Thanks, Steele.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.